Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activity with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. So if you're in town for the Balloon Fiesta, one, welcome. Hope you're enjoying it. I know that there's probably a balloon glow going on tonight, but there's other things that we've got going on in motorsports around town and would invite you to come out and check it out. Going on at Albuquerque Dragway today, we got the Hot Rod Rumble, and in the middle of the afternoon, we've got a sprint car stampede out at Sandia Speedway. So we're going to give you more information on both those events and other things that you could do around town during the show, as well as we're going to go to London. That's right. We're going to go to London and talk a little bit of Formula One with Christopher Joseph, and we're also going to go live to Talladega and catch up with Bob Pockrath, talk a little NASCAR. So buckle your seatbelt, stay in, turn up the radio, and check it out. And so getting going first this morning is our good buddy Jim Costa with Yearwood. How you doing this morning, Jim?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Hot Rod Rumble going on today. Pre-73s out at Albuquerque Dragway. Kind of a combo car show. Let's start talking some crap and put the car on the track and find out who's faster. As far as shows go out there, as a car guy, is this like one of your favorites? I mean, do you look forward to this one every year?
Yeah, as an event, it's by far my favorite thing to do. It's neat to see people do with their cars what they were intended to when they made them, which is drive them. And that's you know me. I'm all about get in your car and drive it. You know, and I don't drive all of them all the time, but this is a great excuse to dust it off, put some gas in it, and go for a drive.
Absolutely. So I know you got a couple of projects. I mean, you're working on a truck now too. What project are you working on now?
I'm working on a 63 F100 unibody truck. But like yesterday, I took the afternoon and recycled my El Camino, so I got it out. I'm out driving it around for the weekend, so that's always fun to have the excuse to dust it off and drive it. So.
Well, absolutely. I wanted to ask you a question. We've talked a lot about the performance cars that are coming off. You know, I mean, like the Hellcat that are coming off that are basically got all the performance stuff in there, but. Somebody was telling me about like code locks and stuff where, you know, you have to actually, I mean, you have to like almost let them know that you're making some alterations. Did I hear that correctly? You know, when you're talking about, being able to do some tuning or anything?
They're starting to, the manufacturers are starting to learn a little bit more about the aftermarket and they, as much as they hate it, they have to embrace it as well. So. Yeah, they're starting to, well, I mean, the whole red key.
Right.
You know, with the Hellcats. You know, that literally turns the horsepower level up, you know, almost 50%. So, you know, it goes from like 500 to 707, right? Nice round number.
Is that a greed thing? Is that a safety thing?
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you're valeting your car, for example,
okay,
right, you don't want to give the valet kid the red key,
right?
If you're out of town and you have children, maybe you don't want to leave the red key at home.
That's a good point. And I hope my parents aren't listening right now. Having borrowed the car before, you know, I mean, I don't think that they ever checked the mileage, so I think we were all good,
right?
But
Ferris Bueller comes into
exactly,
my head, right?
Which,
with the Ferrari up on the jack stands running backwards.
Which was still terrible.
Yes.
I mean,
geez.
Oh, my God. And plus, that doesn't work, you know.
No.
I mean, but But anyway, I was just curious about that because it's one of those the things that we were talking about that, you know, now that the manufacturers, of course, are, you know, trying to, maximize their own profits, you know, and building to the market.
Right.
I mean, on one hand, you're like, hey, you know, I mean, in a way, we got some more car guys, you know, I mean, more people that are interested. But likewise, it's, you know, they don't, the real art of, you know, how to, you know, custom tuning or, you know, yeah. any of those things is getting lost.
Yes and no. I mean, we are always going to be, I want more.
Okay.
There's always that. So guy has a Hellcat. I mean, I've got a customer came in and has a Hellcat charger. I mean, you would think 707 would pacify a person, but it doesn't always.
Okay.
So now, you know, and it's like, well, if 7's good, 1,000's got to be better.
Oh, right.
I mean, we are in the era of modern horsepower.
Right.
I mean, this I say it over and over. 1,000 horsepower ain't that hard.
Right.
It just isn't. I mean, it's an awesome thing to be able to say, but, you switch it over to E85, give it some more injectors, maybe a bit more pump and a pulley.
Right.
You know, a lot of this stuff is kind of bolt-on, of course, and then you've got to get it tuned properly.
Right.
And there's shops in town that are capable of doing that.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is one of those other things. It's like, if you can't hook it up, I mean, you know, what's the important? Or are you just going to spend more money in fuel and you're just going to burn it out?
Well, right? Yes and no. Tires have come a long way.
That's the answer today so far.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I could always say perhaps. That's one of my other favorite ones.
Right? Perhaps.
Right. So we can put a better tire on it. You know, I think with that charger I was talking about,
yeah.
I think they ran mid to low 11 with it.
Wow.
Right.
And it was a street legal car.
Oh, yeah. They drove it out there. I was actually at the all call out.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Wow. Wow.
So, yeah. It's a neat time to be playing with cars.
Absolutely. Well, the Sprint Car Stampede's going on this weekend. Yearwood's a sponsor there. And, I mean, what's the, as a car fan, as a racing fan, it's got to be a lot different to go from the asphalt drag strip to the clay oval.
Right.
I mean, and so is it still the smell and the sound that is really the attraction?
Absolutely. I mean, just one's a lot dirtier than the other. So I will leave the drag strip. Today's like a working day off for me.
Right.
I'm going to leave here, go out to the drag strip, be out there till this afternoon, then I'm going to leave the drag strip, go park my El Camino since it's black.
Yes, exactly.
I want to take it out to Sandia, hop in the girlfriend's daily, and we'll go out to the circle track and watch some guys go round and round.
Yeah. Well, it's wing and non-wing sprints.
Right.
So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be it sounds like a great show. We're going to have Chuck Jackson on a little bit later. He's going to be, you know, driving this afternoon. So,
That's right.
So we're going to definitely talk about it. But it's one of those things where, I mean, I joke quite often that every car I'm behind in traffic seems to have a Yearwood sticker. So, I mean, is that translating to success with the stores? I mean,
I hope so. I mean, it I do advertising a little bit different, as you know,
right?
From our business relationship,
right?
We I'm into branding, and I really just want people to know we're here for them. They may not be into me today, but maybe tomorrow they'll need something, and I just really want them to think Yearwood when they think, you know, aftermarket auto parts.
Yeah, well, and really the true value, and we've talked about it so much, is that expertise. It's,
oh, yeah.
I mean, because it's not just about money, it's about time, you know,
right.
And I mean, all of the things that we try, because, hey, there's a lot of bench racing that we do. I mean, you were talking about, you know, hanging out, talking the other day for like an hour, and you're all of a sudden, hey, where did it go? All this bench racing about, oh, I read, or, you know, somebody said, or all of those things.
Did you see on Facebook?
Yeah,
you
know, well,
oh, yeah,
or better yet, yeah, exactly, with a link to, you know, some national parts store with a clerk that answers the phone that just pushes a button.
Right.
Right, versus...
Needs to know the color of your interior to get you that radiator hose. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I actually hadn't even heard that one. But yeah, I mean, you go into, you know, most situations and they ask you the year, make, and model. Well, I mean, if you're like a lot of our buddies, well, the motor that's in there doesn't have anything to do with the year, make, or model of the car that it's in.
No, I just need to know which side the dipstick's on.
Right.
I know what years they put the dipstick on which side, so I, you know, that's talking small Chevys.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it that's more important than the rest of it. So.
Well, yeah. Speaking of Chevys, mm-hmm. When I was up at Eubank the other day, you've got some motors that are on the motor holder, the engine stand. Sorry about that, yeah, motor holder.
Motor holder, right.
But and it was like a copper color. I mean, is that one of the new things? Is those hot paints? You know, the heat paints with the metallics.
BHT came out with a handful of kind of cool heavy metallic colors that you don't normally see. And well, we painted the small block Ford a light metallic blue,
right?
Because you know, being blue oval, and
right?
Then, you know, the Chevy is orange, so I kind of went with that rustic, you know, burnt orange color. They're just neat. They're definitely different, and it gives a person a much more reasonable opportunity to change color like that.
Right, right. So, I mean, how would people get in contact with you, follow you on the web, World Wide Web?
Well, obviously, yearwoodperformance.com. We've got our Facebook, Yearwood Performance Center, plus we got the West Side's Yearwood Performance Facebook. info@yearwoodperformance.com. Or, you know, Christ, pick up a phone. You can do that too.
That's right.
293-9190.
Well, hey, thanks for coming out this morning. It was a little early, but
you're
super
good.
Busy today.
Yeah, got a lot of fun scheduled. So
awesome. Well, go have some fun, and make sure you go check out the Hot Rod Rumble out at ABQ Dragway. Gates open at 9?
10 to 4 today.
10 to 4, and Sprint Car Stampede. Gates open at noon, I think. The packing starts at 3:30, racing at 4. So got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to Talladega, going live to top with Bob Pockrass on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Bob Pockrass of ESPN.com. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. There's sports on huge screens, and scratch food is bursting from the best kitchen in sports. Try the new spicy buffalo chicken tacos or the Hunter's meat and cheese board. Perfect game day shareables. Twin Peaks full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. Enjoy a Stella Artois today. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views.
Coach Jeff Mills here with Sports and Wellness Athlete Training. SWAT football is holding a free youth combine and camp on October 28th with Lobo Legends from 9 to noon. Have fun and learn fundamentals from former Lobo football players and coaches. So YAFL players, flag football players, all young football players, this combine is for you. October 28th at River Point Sports and Wellness. Call me at 948-4064 to reserve your free combine spot today. Space is limited. That's 948-4064.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa know-how.
Hi, this is Kevin from Futons and Frames. Do you have guests coming in for the Balloon Fiesta? Then you're in need of a futon from Futons and Frames. We have the largest selection of futons in the Southwest. So come on down to 4311 Manal and let one of our futonologists find the best frame and futon that fits your style and needs. Or give us a call at 881-6863.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides. With monthly full-color features, such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa store. New Mexico. Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides. With monthly full-color features, such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Belen, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Football season is back, and that means touchdowns, amazing catches, and big collisions.
Speaking of collisions, I just crunched my car near the Big Eye.
Bummer. You better take it to Car Crafters.
Oh, yeah, and get some free cookies in their lobby.
And to make sure your car looks like it never happened.
Car Crafters is the body shop I need during football season.
Try not to get in any more collisions, please.
Good thinking.
Car Crafters, it's like it never.
True Cajun Creole cooking is now finally in Albuquerque. Jay Gumbo's has the same unique dishes you'll find on Bourbon Street. It's straight from the bayou to your bowl. We're talking crawfish etouffee, jambalaya and gumbo, to voodoo chicken, Creole ratatouille and more. They also have your favorite po' boys. Yeah. Everything is made fresh daily so you can sample before you order. Jay Gumbo's. We put our soul in the bowl. You bank between Indian School and Constitution. JayGumbo'sABQ.com or call them at 554-2130.
This is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Driveway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 and The Team. Now we're going to head out to Talladega and catch up with Bob Pockris. How you doing this morning, Bob?
Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So, after last week's race, the one thing that's kind of been bothering me all week is this whole issue with the Jimmy Johnson call on pit road and the talk back and forth about consistency or focusing on safety. What is your thoughts on the situation with putting the lug nuts on with the pit and basically NASCAR kind of looking the other way?
Well, I understand what NASCAR says, and as far as the safety issue, right? They don't want a car to have missing lug nuts as it's rolling off a pit road. And granted, when you've seen teams have four race suspensions to their crew chief because of it, you understand that. But the optics of it are bad.
Yeah.
Because everyone is so trained that you must do all your work in the pit stop while the car's in its pit box. And so you see that and you're like, that's a penalty. And, what if there is another car in that other pit box? You know, how far can you go? I don't know. To me, it opens up a lot of things. NBC did show that Denny Hamlin's team actually kind of did the same thing at Chicagoland, where he had kind of stalled as he was leaving the box. The tire changer went over and kind of tightened the lugs as he was a little bit out of the box trying to re-crank it. Denny Hamlin didn't even know it was done.
Right.
So here's the thing, is that what you said earlier about consistency, I think, is a really big deal, and just everybody knowing the rules. Look, as Jimmy Johnson said at Charlotte, that they didn't know about this interpretation until it happened to them at New Hampshire, and they drove all the way around and came back in. Now, I don't know how much Chad Knaus gets paid, but I'm sure he gets paid well enough to know what the rules are and the interpretations are. And if he didn't know the interpretation until 2 weeks ago, then NASCAR saying, well, we've been calling this for months, it just doesn't fly.
Well, I totally agree with that. I mean, talk about
I mean, the great Chad Knauf could not have missed this if it happened to somebody else, right?
Absolutely. And like you said, the optics are terrible. In the Xfinity race, unless I was mistaken, a crew member basically got ran over by Ryan Reed. I never saw any call there. And any penalties in regards to that. And I was thinking, if you're going to use this broad stroke and interpret the rules based on safety when it comes to pitting, why? And I don't know if you saw that or not. I don't know why that one didn't get called.
I don't remember seeing it, so I don't know. I mean, usually, I mean, as long as you're the pit crew guys are kind of taught to get out of the way,
right?
I mean, really, that's kind of the knowledge on pit road. Like you know, a driver kind of has the right of way, and the pit crew guys are supposed to avoid them. I mean, I wouldn't say that's the rule, but that is kind of the mentality and kind of the common accepted mentality of pit road. So I didn't hear anything or any complaints about that. You know, I think the big thing, as you talked about, is consistency. And I imagine that if NASCAR wants this rule to continue to be enforced this way, that by February you'll see something in the rule book that kind of dictates it more. Because just like there is a mention in the rule book that if a car is leaving the box, the fuel cans can still be engaged as long as the fuel can remains inside the pit stall. You know, that's in the rule book. You know,
yep.
So everybody accepts that. But this whole lug nut interpretation is nowhere to be found.
Right. Well, I mean, and a good point. Brian Francis made comments about that fans should not worry about the health of the sport. Sometimes I worry about just the sheer volume of conversation that we continue to have about the sport might be more of a problem to the sport. You know, because we're always talking about, are we going to do something, you know, different? Should we move Daytona, you know, to the last race of the season? Is that fair? You know, I mean, all of this talk. As a journalist, do you think that we talk too much about the health of the sport and not as much about what's going on in the sport?
Well, that's a good question, Dave. I think it comes down to a couple of things. First off, in no other sport, Are the athletes covered in logos? And so the business of NASCAR and how many people attend and how many people watch determines how well the athletes perform, because money buys speed, and the health of the sport impacts how much money the teams have. So that's one thing. The other thing is that I can't interview engines. I can't interview tires. I can't interview suspension pieces.
Right.
So I don't really... Beyond seeing what a driver does, I don't know why a car is fast. You know, I can make guesses. I can see drivers kind of from the same team and see what they do. But I can't, you know, I can't talk to a tire and say, you know, was the driver driving his best, or could he or she done more? So there's so much about what happens in the sport that, you know, in some ways goes unreported. And so what's the focus on? The focus is on who hates who, who's going to get fired, who's going to wreck who. You know, so that's the second thing. And if you let me ramble a little bit, I'll say the third thing is that there's a lot of talk about the health in the sport, because sometimes the people who run the sport have what I call Officer Barr Brady syndrome.
Okay.
You ever watch South Park?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and so you have Officer Barr Brady. No news here, nothing to see here.
You know, and, just move on.
Just move on. And as a journalist, I think it's frustrating.
Yeah.
The discussions about how to help the sport through its challenges are not done publicly and are not done, and the media are not kept abreast. Now, that's just a philosophical thing. NASCAR, you know, they're like, hey, we're working on it. But we're not going to talk about every single possible solution in the press. You know, obviously, if you do talk about challenges, will that impact sponsor? You know, they're trying to get Monster Energy to re-sign for 19 and 20. You don't want to kind of publicly display some of your warts, per se, right?
Right.
So I understand a little bit of the public relations aspect, but I think what it does is that it creates an atmosphere of people not knowing whether NASCAR is taking these things seriously, and that increases the amount of discussion.
Well, that's amazing that they would think that they don't take this seriously. With this level of discussion, I mean, they're definitely listening to a lot of people with a lot of input, and some of them basically have no basis for some input. But you know, hey, that's the world that we live in, where, you know, on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, anybody could basically say whatever they want and with no credentials. You know, I mean, they're not credentialed to have that point. Well, anyway, that's a whole nother subject. I did want to talk about something really positive at Talladega, presenting the Monte Carlo to Dale Jr. He got out with the biggest smile I think I've ever seen on his face. What was your feedback from being there? It had to be tremendous.
Okay. So, Dave, let me set the scene for you. You know, Dale Jr. gets in this car, this 1979, 1980 Monte Carlo that his father drove. And he's like, first he's like, do the brakes work? And they assure him that the brakes work. And so he's going to take it for a couple of laps. And then he's supposed to come down and stop on pit road. Well, after he takes a couple of laps, he turns into the garage. And everybody's like, where's he going? And so everybody starts running toward the garage because they want to talk to him about being in the car. And then he comes back down pit road. And he said he had to drive it into the garage so that his team could see it. Like, he wanted everybody to see that car. So he ad-libbed the script a little bit. But that's how much he enjoyed it. And that's how much he wanted everybody else to enjoy it too. I think this car from Talladega that's not going to end up in the Dale Jr. Car graveyard at Dirty Mo Acres. This one's going to go on display somewhere where Jr. can be proud of it. And I would bet to say that if he gets a chance, he'll continue to drive it once in a while.
Oh yeah, no, it was great to see. See, when I see things like that, the sport gets it. I mean, even the tracks understand the magnitude and the connection of the fans. It reminds me of just a couple of races ago, and for some reason I can't remember the track, but you had Petty. Richard Petty was driving a pace car, and you couldn't get him off the track. He ran a couple of extra laps, and it was like you can't take the racer out of these guys and their understanding of their place in history. That I think, to me, when I see stuff like that, I don't worry as much about it, but I do worry when we talk too much about it and we don't get back to talking about the quality, the good quality of things that are happening. The playoffs, stop saying the I don't know when I'm ever going to stop saying that. But this whole playoff format, this whole stage format, if you're not excited about the sport and what's going on right now, I don't think you understand the sport, and we're never a real fan anyway. And why we focus on fans that are tertiary fans versus continuing to reward the fans that have been around for a while, I don't know why we don't do that. And maybe that's just a journalist in me.
Well, I think, look, there's certainly some old school people who say that, like, a race, there's only one race to the finish. But, from the people I talk to and the track and everything, I say overwhelmingly they do like the stages. I like it just because if I'm home, I can go get a snack. You know, you have time. But this is the way I look at it. First off, at Talladega, it means you can't lay back, right?
Right.
You're giving up points if you're laying back. And so that's a great thing. For these races. And I liken it sometimes to if you have a 4-hour drive somewhere and it's on one highway, it seems like it takes forever.
Right.
But if it's on three different highways and like you drive for an hour, hour and a half and you turn off, you feel like it's shorter. Like you feel like you've accomplished something. That's kind of the way I feel like with the stages. And I think NASCAR is seriously considering not counting the caution laps next year between the stages, which I think is maybe one of the biggest complaints about it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Bob, really appreciate you joining the show, and look forward to catching up with you in Phoenix.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. That was Bob Pockris, ESPN.com, and you can check out his work over there. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, so stay tuned on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi. Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7 The Team.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Mex Steak in the Rough, a New Mexico tradition for over 68 years. It's Taquita Twosome Tuesdays at Mex. Every Tuesday, purchase a rough and get a 99-cent twosome. What are you waiting for? Get on down to your closest Mex Steak in the Rough at Latitudes or Albuquerque on Manal.
Casino at the Downs First Turn Lounge hosts our fourth annual Halloween party and costume contest Saturday, October 28th. Your best costume wins your share of $1,000. Drink specials all night and live music with Fat City. Only at Casino at the Downs, 1 mile south of ABQ Uptown.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. There is no substitute for experience. We at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. We will help you understand and know your rights. Just call 717-2626 for a free consultation. At the Law Office of Brian K. Branch, we understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured, you need someone in your corner who knows how to and does things the right way. That's how we at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have represented our clients for over 30 years. Call us today for a free consultation at 717-2626. We will be right by your side when you need us, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. Call the Law Office of Brian K. Branch today at 717-2626.
Sandia Golf Club is the perfect place to play your next round. And golf boards have arrived at Sandia Golf Club. That's right, golf boards. The only course in Albuquerque to have them. Come out and surf the earth at Sandia Golf Club while you take advantage of their special. Play this award-winning course from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Thursday and receive two free sleeves of Titleist Pro V1s, a $29 value. Book your tee time by calling 798-3996 or sandiagolf.com.
Make Al Bruno's Restaurante and Cantina your choice for lunch or dinner and the very best in New Mexican cuisine. Sip on a margarita and let Al Bruno's menu take you from the freshest made-at-your-table guacamole anywhere to their authentic New Mexican dishes and even steaks and chops. You will love the decor and the atmosphere. Take advantage of their patio seating for your next special event. Al Bruno's even does catering. Al Bruno's Restaurante and Cantina, born in Cuba, New Mexico, and now growing in the North Valley at 8806 4th Street, or visit albrunos.com.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Joey Logano, driver at number 22 Shell Penzo Ford, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque 1017 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
To the New Mexico Motorsports Report, you're on ESPN Radio 101.7 Team. Hope you're out there enjoying the Balloon Fiesta. When you're looking for things to do in the middle of the day, I know that they got things down there and they want to keep you down there. But if you want to go check out some drag racing over at ABQ Dragway today, you got the Hot Rod Rumble. Gates open at 10 the event runs until 4. Racing starts on the clay track out at Sandia at 4 o'clock. So you can shoot out there. Probably be done in time to go and watch the Balloon Fiesta The balloon glow be canceled because of wind. So anyway, let's joining us now is Brooklyn Green, trackside reporter for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. How you doing, Brooklyn?
I'm good, David. How are you?
Good. Well, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
So a birthday gift to yourself and from your family went to Charlotte Motor Speedway last weekend. What was that like as a racing fan first? Did it exceed your expectation?
Of course it did. You know, it made me proud to love the sport that I love. You know, I didn't meet a single rude person. Everyone out in Charlotte was so sweet. All the people working the track, they're all very welcoming. I mean, it was amazing. And we got to be so close to the action, which I didn't expect at all. So being able to be right behind the action and seeing actually what goes on behind the scenes, it exceeds all expectations.
Well, that's fantastic. And then, of course, the Xfinity winner, Alex Bowman, his first drive of the season, and you know Alex personally.
Yeah, I actually raced against him in quarter midgets. Before the race, I decided to just walk up to him and see if he remembered me, because we were little, I was like six. So I walked up, asked him if I could get a picture, and then I told him, I was like, yeah, I actually raced against quarter midgets with you. He's like, oh yeah, I remember you, I know exactly who you are. And I was like, whoa, you know, it was super cool. And then to see him get his first win, I was like, sounds like I'm like the good luck charm. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do there. But so did you, I mean, as kids, I mean, do you ever think about, hey, I want to someday be a NASCAR driver? To actually realize that, did you know at a young age that he was that good? I mean, you know, can you tell?
I mean, I guess at that age, you hope that you'll be the one that makes it. I mean, of course, I was like, oh, I'm going to be a race car driver. I'm going to be a female crew chief. And then it finally got to the reporting side, which I've stuck with. But I mean, at that age, all of your friends, of course, you think they're good and you think they're going to make it. I mean, Alex, I was really little and he was from Arizona and I was from New Mexico. So we only raced a couple times against each other. But I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess at that point, everyone has the potential to make it.
Well, and what a good story. I mean, you know, he in Front Row Motorsports, it didn't work out, you know, but he ended up just working hard, working the simulator, getting a chance last year, almost won the race in Phoenix, other than some contact that ended that race early. With just a couple of laps to go. But, I mean, to just continue to work hard, putting himself in a position. And I think what a lot of people don't know is what he does away from the track. I mean, and I think that has a lot to do with it, because sponsors are super important. They're super sensitive. Don't go and hand out donuts if you're representing, you know, Subway, you know, and Subway, parted ways with Daniel Suarez. But it's got to be one of those things. I mean, I know that you're around local guys, you know, that are racing on the dirt too. I mean, how many of them, you know, and gals, I didn't mean to, you know, say it that way, but their dreams are to make it to NASCAR, and how many of them, because I think it's more than just talent. It's sponsorship and have the ability to do all the media ass and all the sponsor ass. How much of that is reality for them?
You know, I think racing is in your blood, and once it's there, that's what you want to spend the rest of your life doing. I mean, when you start out, when you're little, you have all these boys that are like, I'm going to make it to NASCAR. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to be a professional sprint car driver. And, you know, that's their dream. That's what they live for. I mean, so being at the local track and hanging out with all the local guys who race sprint cars, I mean, they all want to make it, you know? It's like not an option not to make it. I mean, a lot of them have to like snap into reality sometimes and say, wait, what is my life without racing? And I don't think they don't like to do that. I mean, but going to the local tracks and stuff, that's their life. That's all they have, you know? That's all they want to live for. And
yeah. Well, and Josh Jackson, accident, you know, I mean, works his way back, is an absolutely amazing story. Devin Amos, you know, I mean, with the driver development, I mean, there's different paths to get there. But it amazes me that it's such a small percentage that actually makes it. And yet every weekend they strap on the helmet and they think that they're the next big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be interesting to see those moments where there's a realization. But talking about smaller teams that have made it, I mean, Martin Truex Jr., and what Furniture Row has done. And it's a real shame that they don't have an opportunity to keep the 78 on the track with the level of success that they've had. But what was your thoughts of being out there? And I mean, Truex owns Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
I mean, was there ever any doubt that he was going to get that thing done?
Well, I mean, he kind of struggled at the beginning of the race. You know, the pit crew people were saying that usually they don't make adjustments throughout the race. I mean, they do small little things, but at this time, because they didn't have their practice because of the rain, like, they were making huge adjustments during the track. So, of course, I mean, I was thinking Harvick the whole time, like, right. Harvick's going to get this, Harvick's going to get this. But then as Truex started coming up the pack from, what was it, like 17th?
17th he started, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, he's dominating, in my opinion. I mean, it seems like the playoffs is pretty much over at this point. I mean, it's not, but in my opinion, it's like, all right, come on, just give him the trophy.
Well, I mean, as a fan, I don't want to see it go that way. Talladega could, I mean, he could wreck out five laps in.
Hopefully I didn't jinx him.
I mean, he's got so many stage points that I don't think that's going to be as big a deal, and I don't think he's worried at all. But you were there. I mean, it was cloud cast, but it was awfully humid, and it was still warm. Shocking that after the race, Kyle Busch gets out and he's basically on the ground. Now, it wasn't just exhaustion. Of course, he hit the wall three times and the crushed panels. So it wasn't exhausting the car very well. And, it maybe suffered a little carbon, monoxide, poisoning. It really reminds you these guys are athletes. I mean, this is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, after in the media room, Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott, somebody asked them, like, how was the race? And they said it was probably one of the hardest races of the year. They both looked exhausted. It was extremely hot. Like, I was expecting around, like, 70 degrees out in Charlotte, but it was hot, and we were sweating, and it was humid, and it felt like mist was in the air. Like, it felt like you were standing under misters, like, throughout the whole weekend.
Wow.
So it was crazy. I can't even imagine being strapped into all that equipment and just, I totally am understandable of Kyle Busch and why he was reacting the way that he did.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you jumping in this morning and talking a little bit about your experience. Was there any other takeaway that you had, you know, from the experience? I mean, how was a media center? I mean, you know, where you got to see some of these voices and some of the people we've had on. What was your takeaway from that?
It was so cool because, I mean, I don't know what some of these people look like. I've heard of them on the show. I've talked to them on the phone when I've called them, but I've never been able to see them in person. And when you're sitting there in the media room and they're like, oh, I'm Bob Pockris, ESPN Radio. It's like, there he is. Like, it was really cool to actually see, like, put a face to the names. And, like, this is my dream. And, like, being able to actually experience it and to get closer to doing what I want to do, it's like, wow. Like, this is reality. This is happening. This is what I could be doing for the rest of my life. And going to Charlotte and going to the race, like, my dream vacation, and, you know, and, like, it's happening. And it was so awesome to finally experience it all. And if you're listening and you've never been to a NASCAR race and you think NASCAR is boring and just on TV, go to the race. It is a totally different experience, and it'll change your mind, I promise you.
Well, it's just like a concert, the way I am. It's like, you know, the studio album might be good, but a lot of times these guys live to be on the road, and that's the best place. All right, speaking of which, we're going to be talking with Chuck Jackson on the other side about the Sprint Car Stampede going on at Sandia Speedway today, and racing starts at 4 o'clock. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Charlie Simple, driver of the number 83 car for Chip Ganassi Racing in the Verizon IndyCar Series. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa Know-How.
Visit Cool Springs Trampoline Park at 4320 Yale Boulevard Northeast for any event. Family night, birthday party, unique date, team celebration, or just friends, exercise, and fun. Cool Springs Trampoline Park is a locally owned Albuquerque family business with 18,000 square feet of fun, including dodgeball, basketball dunk, platforms, and foam pits. Jump on in 7 days a week. Call 345-JUMP or go to coolsprings.com. Cool Springs with a Z.
Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque continues to be the smart choice dealer for all your automotive needs. Get our low employee pricing up front on virtually every new model in stock, along with a fantastic customer experience. Now get up to $3,300 off MSRP on a new Corolla or up to $4,800 off MSRP on a new RAV4. Visit us or online at toyotaabq.com for the details. That's only at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
Daniel's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is here to save you money. Make your home energy efficient with a new smart thermostat installation and save up to 23% in energy cost and receive a $50 P&M rebate. Stay safe and comfortable this winter with their $89 furnace tune-up special, which includes a free carbon monoxide test. Plumbing issues? Daniel's is your plumbing experts. They can handle any plumbing issue, big or small. For your home or business, you can always trust Daniel's. Call now, 898-8860, 898-8860.
Matanza New Mexico Local Beer Kitchen has a grand selection of over 100 New Mexico-made craft beers and wines. Enjoy with locally inspired dishes using fresh and local ingredients. Matanza in Knob Hill and now open on the west side near Cottonwood Mall. Visit MatanzaNM.com.
For six decades, St. Pius X has been educating high school students of all faiths with a college prep education second to none. Join us for an admissions open house Saturday, October 21st at 10 a.m. St. Pius is currently accepting applications for freshmen for next fall and transfers for next semester. Go to stpiusx.com or call 831-8400. St. Pius X, you belong here.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2017 season is off to a fast start. At Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trails for only $20. With over 50 events, including two all-out call-outs and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsmen's and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And joining this show now is Chuck Jackson. How you doing this morning, Chuck?
Doing fine, David. A beautiful morning, lots of balloons.
Isn't it awesome? I mean, the weather here in New Mexico is fantastic to be racing still in October. Afternoon race getting started, I guess, packing the track at 3:30. Racing starts at 4. A lot of non-wing and wing sprints. What are you going to be driving today?
I'll be driving the wing sprint car today, David.
Awesome. And what kind of power plant you guys got on those?
These wing sprint cars that we run at 305 small block Chevrolets put out around 400, 450 horsepower, and you know cars win 1500 pounds, so they got a lot of power to them. They get around really well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, of course, we've talked about there's sprint cars and wing sprint cars. The debate between this whole is a non-wing. Is that a correct name? You've had the chance to drive both. Is your preference in a wing car? Do you like having a little bit more downforce?
David, at my stage of my career, I need all the downforce I can get. I tend to do a little bit better in the wing car than I do in the non-wing car. I mean, the non-wing car is fantastic to drive. It's a handful. You know, you really have to have a good handle, a good feel for the car to make it go around the track fast.
Well, yeah, it looks like you got going to have a pretty good field. I mean, there's a nice purse for this race. How many cars do you anticipate coming out?
Well, Charlie's put a nice purse together, and I think this is the fourth sprint car stampede. I'm expecting that he'll have 20 plus cars in the non-wing division. And in the wing division, I'm thinking 15 to 20 cars should be where we're at tonight. So, you know, that'll be a good car count for the wing cars. The non-wing cars have been pulling a lot of cars all summer long, but we're really looking forward to it. It should be should be a lot of fun. And with the extra purse on the line, you know, guys go a little harder. So it should be an exciting afternoon.
Well, and I actually heard there's a couple of drivers that, that haven't been out all season. They're going to come out just to kind of see if they can, run off with that purse. So that, that should add a little bit of excitement. One, because you've got some people that haven't been, really there on a regular basis, but are familiar with the track. And I know you travel a lot. Do you think that the traveling and running other tracks, actually, you know, it gives you a little bit of edge, because, you know, you're used to running with different driving styles, maybe pick up something from somebody else?
I think it does to some extent. You know, if you race the same track every weekend, you get real familiar with it. You know how the dirt's going to change through the evening. And, you know, you've done the setups there several times, so you tweak it a little bit and you can get real right on a track that you race on a regular basis. If you go traveling, you know, you got to look around and it's a different place. You got to know what gear to put in the car, what stagger you want on it. And you kind of search for a few times, but if you go there two or three times, you get a little handle on it and you get better at it. We've been real fortunate this year. We haven't had to travel as much as we had in the past to get the races in that we want to do. So we've basically been Las Cruces and Albuquerque all year, and we've got those two tracks down pretty well. You know, another big factor is the guys you race with. You know, you've got some guys that you can race real close to, and you got some guys that you want to give an extra foot or two.
Right.
So knowing those people are, is a big factor when you're racing different places.
Absolutely. Well, of course, not all of us get to be professionals and get the big money to just do what we want to do every day. I know that you own a business here in town, own several, work awfully hard, but continue to support the racing community. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about one of your custom shops, JB Radiator, and some of the works that you guys are doing for the local guys. Tell us a little bit about JB Radiator.
Well, you know, JB Radiator is run by, it was a family business. It's still, I consider, a family business. But Christy Smith, who, you know, raced sprint cars with all of us, all the racers for several years and still has an interest, and I think she'll be back in one pretty soon, but she runs a radiator shop for us, and she is an amazing talent. You know, a guy can bring a picture in and she'll build your radiator to fit the picture you bring in. So, you know, if you got a specialty car and you need a certain type of radiator, you know, I certainly encourage you to come see Christy. She's an artist when it comes to putting radiators together and just doing regular repair day in and day out. We do a lot of heavy duty truck stuff over here, and Christy can fix all of those. We do the DPF filters, the diesel particulate filters, you know, we have a real nice little radiator shop and, real good people running that shop. So, you know, we certainly encourage any car enthusiast, if they have questions with their cooling system, come down and see Christy.
And it's located right there by New Mexico Spring and Suspension, kind of on the Jackson Compaction campus, I guess you could call it.
Well, it's a campus, but it was built in the 60s, so we could use a little update here and there. But
yeah,
we've, you know, I've had a lot of fun over the years working out here on North 2nd Street. I'm sitting in the race shop right now, looking at the balloons and the property and stuff. And you know, it's been a good life. Wrecked out a lot of big trucks over my years.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just south of Osuna there, on 2nd Street. But do you still get like nervous when you're like loading up and get ready to take the car out at how the race is going to go?
Yeah, David, I certainly do. You know, that's the reason why we do this, is the excitement, the adrenaline rush. You know, just the preparation and being with your friends and people that you know. My cousin is my main guy on the team, and you know, everything gets us excited. I didn't start doing this until I was 53 years old, so this is 10 years in the car. We've got experience buckling in now. We still haven't learned how to go very fast, but it's still exciting, and I really enjoy it. I like the camaraderie and the people that we get to hang with on Saturday nights.
Yeah, absolutely, and definitely invite people that are out at the Bloom Fiesta to come and check this out. I mean, like yesterday, the wind kind of came up a little bit, and it looked like that it affected Bloom Fiesta with the balloon glow. But You've been driving out there forever. How do you tell people how to get out to Sandia Speedway?
I say go exit one, go up 9 Mile Hill to exit 149, get on the south side of the freeway and follow the frontage road west till you come to the stop sign. It's basically the end of the pavement. Turn left and just follow that down about 2.5 miles and you'll run into the speedway. The other best way to tell people how to get out there is follow the garbage trucks because the landfill's right behind the racetrack and the garbage trucks should take you right by our location out there.
Thank you very much for that, Chuck, and I look forward to seeing you out there this evening.
Okay, David. Thank you for having us on, and thanks for all you do for the motorsports enthusiasts in New Mexico.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Chuck. That's Chuck Jackson. Go check him out at the Sprint Car Stampede this evening. Quick programming note, FM Sports Saturday on deck, 10 a.m., the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. 11 a.m., we got the Henry T. Show. 2 p.m., Yankees versus Astros. 6 p.m., Cubs versus Dodgers. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., we've got the Packers versus the Vikings. 2:30, the Chargers versus the Raiders, and then we will go to the Cubs-Dodgers. Make sure you also tune in Monday. We're going to have the Astros versus Yankees. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.